Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the Midos L'Chaikar Alacha of Moshe Victor Amiel. This year should be Lili Nishmas Esther Bashmuel, Chana Baser Bizagiona, Lerefuas Toybi Hutis Bas Tamagasia, and Rafael Eliezer Ben Leah, and Leah Bas Bracha, and Azivuk Hagam for Rachel Bas Geula, and all of these people who have need a refuah and need a shidduch, they should get one. Besoch Sha'ar Amo Yisrael Has Kukim Lekach. We're in Midah Gimel, Shtei Sibos. We're going to be talking today about where there are two sibos, the interrelationship between various reasons. But we're going to start off with the Gemara in Maseches Chulin. The Gemara there says in Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph that there's a machlokas between Rav Yechanan and Reish Lakish about the chelev of a nefel. We know that the din is that a behema tahora, the fat, the chelev of a behema tahora is a chiyuv karets if one eats it. The fat of a behema tmeya, or of a chaya tmeya, or of a chaya tahora, a behema tmeya is a sus, a horse. Chaya tmeya is a wolf, a chaya tahora is a deer. So all of their chaylevs is not a chiyuv kares at all. So what about the ubar, the fetus of a, the nefel, the stillborn of an animal that wasn't properly born from a behema tahora? So Rabbi Yochanan says that the chaylev of this animal is like the chaylev behema, and therefore there's going to be a chiyuv kares if one eats it. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says no. The chaylev is like a chaylev of a chay, and it's not going to be yasser. It's going to be yasser alts nevela because it wasn't shechta, but it's not going to be yasser alts chaylev because it's considered the chaylev of a chay. And the Gemara explains that the argument between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is when a person stuck his hand into the stomach of a behema and he plucked out the chaylev of a 9-month-old fetus and he ate it. Rav Yochanan says that the chaylev is like a chaylev behema because look, there's 9 months, so it's considered like it's a real behema. And 9 months is enough time for it to be born. So memela, if one eats it, it's like eating the chaylev of a behema, and that's going to be a chiyuv kares. Rishon LeLakish holds no, chaylev is like chaylev chaya. Why? Because in order for it to be considered an animal, you need two things. You need chadashim, you need months, you need that it should be inside for its mother for enough time, and also avir, that it should be born, lavir olam, it should come out into the world. So memela, since this animal hasn't had avira, wasn't born in a normal way, so the din is that we consider it to be a chaylev of a chay. It's not considered a chaylev behema, and if one eats it, he's certainly not chay of kari. So what be'etzim here is the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The machlokas is Rabbi Yochanan holds one reason is enough, and Reish Lakish holds that you need two reasons. You need chadashim and avira. So that's the shtei sibos here versus siba achas. Rabbi Yochanan holds chadashim is enough to make it a behema, and Rabbi Yochanan holds chadashim is enough, and Reish Lakish holds no chadashim and avira. So the machlokas is: do you need two sibos or one siba? However, whenever you do need two sibos, you always have to ask yourself what the interrelationship between the two sibos are. Maybe two sibos are sibos atzmios; they're both primary sibos. Maybe one siba is the ikar reason, and the other one is just a tanai. Or maybe one is the Bekoach, one is the Befoal. And there are many different chakiras, many different ways to juggle the different, this construct of shtei sibos when there are two reasons. And Rav Amiel in this parak, in Midah Gimel, in Peit Samach Vav of Chelek Aleph, he goes through many, many instances in his great Bekiyas, and his profound Lamdas, and we are just going to give a taste, hoping that the listener, my sweetest friend, wherever he may be, will be so interested that he's going to want to read the Sefer and have some more delights. So we'll start with the sugi of Arba Avos Nezikin. We know that the Tzad Hashav of the Arba Avos Nezikin is that it's Mimoncha, it's your money, v'shmiras ha-malach, and you have to guard it. So therefore, the famous Chakira is, we have two sivas here. We have that it's Mimoncha, that it's your money, and we also have Shmiras and Alecha, that you have to guard it. So, are they both sibos chiyuvios? Which means that when his animal damaged, b'keren, b'sheinu, b'regel, he's chayev for two reasons. Because his mammon was mazik, and also because he didn't guard it properly. Or, really, there's one siba chiyuvios, and the other one is a siba shlilis or a siba hechsheris. Which means that we can say, for example, that the whole reason that he's chayev is because it's mimoncha. It's his money. That just like a person is chayev al nizkei atzmo, he's also chayev al nizkei mimona. However, if he was shomer karoi, he's pater because it's like an onus. So even though it's his mamon, but if he did a proper shmirah, he's ones. So according to this, mamoncha is a siva chiyuvis, and the shmirasa malecha is a siva shlilis. In other words, it's being meiser of the meiniyah. Because if he was shomer, then it's ones. So if he's not shomer, then that removes the ones, and now he's chayev why? Not because he wasn't shomer, but because it's his mamon. That's the bava kama chakir. Mamoncha b'shmirasa malecha. Is it because of mamon? And shmirasa malecha is a siva shlilis. Just because if he guarded it, it's ones, and therefore if he didn't guard it, then there's no longer an ones, and now he's going to be chayiv because it's his mama. Or maybe lehefech, the whole chiyuv is because he wasn't shomer. That's why he's chayiv. Shaloi shomer, because there's a pshia involved. So the ikar siba chiyuv is ishmirasai, and the mamoin is a hechshir siba. That he's going to be chayiv when he's shomer, because what enables this chiyuv of shmirasa malecha is mimoncha. The ikar chiyuv is because it's his mamon. Because according to this tzad, that he has to guard. And the only thing is, what's machshir that? What's a hechsher, what prepares, what enables the ikar chiyuv, is that it's his mamon. And what's the nafkamina between whether the primary chiyuv is mimoncha or shmirasa malecha? So there are many nafkaminas. One of them is the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Tes, Amud Beis. Gemara there says, Tana Rabbana, Kol shechafti b'shmirasai, hechsharti as nizko. Whatever I am obligated to guard from doing damage, I have caused the damage it does if I don't guard it properly. Ketzad. How does this work? How so? Sure, ubor shemasrin l'cheirish shayke v'katan. If one owned an ox or a pit, and he handed it over to a deaf mute, an insane person, or a minor, v'hiziku, and the ox or pit damaged another person, or his property, chayev l'shalim, he has to pay for the damage, because he didn't do his job, he didn't guard it properly. Masha'en came be'esh, but it's not so in regard to fire. If one hands over his fire to a cheresh, shoyte v'katan, what's the din? The din is, if it caused and it caused the fire, he's not liable to pay for damages. That's the difference between shor and bor shemasrim l'cheresh shoyte v'katan, and esh shemasrim l'cheresh shoyte v'katan. Shor bor shemasrim l'cheresh shoyte v'katan, and they were mazik, and the ox or pit damaged, he's chayav l'shalim. And an eish, that the owner of the damager, is chayav l'shalim, and the eish that he gave her to a chayav l'shalim, he's not chayav l'shalim. And the Gemara says, b'nai askina. What case are we talking about? And then the Gemara says, la'olam, skipping into the Gemara later, really the Brisa refers to a case, b'shor kashor bor mechusa. The owner handed over to the chayav l'shalim, a shore that is fettered, that is bound, and a covered pit, with the chavasa, gabe eish gacheras. And the analogous situation with regard to fire is where he gave him a coal. And what was the damage? The damage was that this chayrish shayt of a katan uncovered the, untied the axe, uncovered the pit, or he fanned the coal into a flame. Udika amris, and that you said earlier on in the Gemara, maishna hacha, maishna hacha. What's in between this case and that case? Why in the case of the coal, if he gave it to a chayr shayt of a katan and he flamed it, you're chayiv? And why in the case of the shor kasher and bor mechusa? Why in the case of the eish are you pater? And in the case of the shor kasher and bor mechusa, the tied axe, the fettered axe, and the covered pit, which you gave over to the chayr shayt of a katan, you're chayiv. So the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, shor dake lenatuke. a tied-up ox tends to work loose from its restraints on its own. Bor darkei l'neture. And so too, the cover of a pit tends to become dislodged on its own, because people walk by, and there are vibrations, and the cover of the pit becomes dislodged. So since he gave them over to the care of a chayr shayt of a katan, he's chayr, because he should have considered that they would go loose, that the animal would go loose, and the boar would come uncovered, and therefore you can't give them over to the care of the chayr shayt of a katan. So that's why you're chayiv for boar and for shore. Gecheles, but a kol, kama deshavik le ma'amya amya va'azla. The more one leaves it alone, the more it progressively grows dimmer. So the only way you're going to be chayiv is if the chayr shayt of a katan makes it into a mazik. And that the owner is not responsible to be careful about. So dafka, if he fanned the coal into a flame, it's going to cause a fire, because otherwise, kama deshavik la ma'ami ami va'azla, the more he leaves it alone, the more it grows dim. And the mela, sweetest friends, we understand now the difference between a gacheles, where the owner is pater because he wasn't expected to worry about the animal fanning it into a flame, and about the chayr shot of a cotton fanning it into a flame, because there he has to actively do something. And a shore and a boar, where they get loose on their own. So there he was negligent in giving it over to this chayr shot of a cotton. Tos was there in the Gemara, and Dibur HaMaschil, Shor Avid Linatuke, writes as follows. Perish Rashi, Afilu Belo Cheresh, Darka Linatuke Me'elav. Chein Bor, Darka Linatura Me'elav. So Rashi is explaining that what the Gemara means is that we're talking about a shor that's fettered, that's tied, and a bor that's covered. However, this tying becomes untied on its own. And the boar mechuse, the covered boar, becomes uncovered on its own. And since its shmira isn't enough, you have to be mechay of him, even if why is it not enough? Because it becomes dislodged on its own. So therefore you have to be mechay of on the owner, you have chay of the owner, even if the chayresh untied the animal or uncovered the boar. Why? Because it happens on its own. So even if the chayresh went ahead and did it, you're going to be mechayev of the owner who gave over the shore of the boar to the chayresh. That's Rashi. Because the owner should have been more careful. As Tosis Hakashe, Da'al Korchach B'Kasho V'Kiso Karoi, Myri Kedapiresh. Tosa says, I don't understand Rashi. I proved in the previous Dibur HaMaschil, in the previous Tosfos, that when the Gemara writes Shor Kasho Bor Mechuse, it's talking about where there was a proper Shmira. And if there was a proper, you Rashi are learning that there was an improper Shmira, because it's uncovered by itself and it's untied by itself. But in the previous Tosfos, I proved that there was that it was properly covered. Because if it was improperly guarded, then that's mamish considered nothing. It has no meaning at all. So it must be that this is considered a proper shmira. And if it's considered a proper shmira, according to Rashi, it's not a proper shmira. But if it's not a proper shmira, like I said in the previous Tosfos, the yibishalo karoi lav klumu, it's mamish nothing if it's not a proper shmira. So there's nothing to talk about. Of course he's chayv. But here we're talking about where he did a proper shmir. And if he did a proper shmir, we shouldn't be mechayv the bailim if the pit is uncovered. Like the Mishnah says later, that if a person covered a pit properly, and then it was uncovered, and mazi, and it caused damage, the bailim are pater. Like Tosis writes, "V'kasher dam karchach v'kasher v'kiso koroy ma'ariki de pirish." We're talking about where he properly tied it and properly covered it. Ulekamon tanan kiso koroy pater. And later on, we learn that if he covered it properly, he's pater. So why is he chayev now if he gives it over to the chayrish? V'nira lefareish. And therefore, Tosis has a different mahalich. The darka lenetuke alide chayrish kama. The Gemara says that he tied the shore. The tying of the shore and the covering of the boar was enough. But that's only if it wasn't given over to a chayrish shayt of a kadam. But here, since it was given over to the darka lenetuke, doesn't mean on its own it's going to be uncovered. Darka lenetuke means that it's going to be uncovered through a chayrish, ayidei chayrish kama. The gara mishum demaser lechayrish. That's worse because he gave it over to a chayrish. By giving it over to a chayrish, the chayrish is going to uncover it. By giving over the shore to the chayrish is going to untie the shore. By giving over the boar to the chayrish is going to uncover the boar. Because that's what chayrishim do. They don't have das. Aval gachelis lo gara kol kach, dein darko lelabas gachelis kamash darko letukei shore ulenetukei boar. But a gacheles a coal, he's pater, because his derech is not to be malabit, not to fan the flames of this coal. The kamad shavik lecherish mami amivazil, because it automatically goes out by itself. So basically, we have Svidus friends in Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, the Gemara is talking about a case where it's not properly covered. Afilu below Cherish Darchlan Etukamelev. It's going to be uncovered on its own. The shore is going to be untied on its own. And Tosfos says, "What are you talking about? If that's the case, then he shouldn't be Chayev, because if he did a proper Tosfos' question is, that it can't be talking about where it's going to be uncovered by itself, because if it's going to be uncovered by itself, then there's nothing to talk about. Of course he's chayiv. That's not considered a proper shmirah. Rather, he did do a proper shmirah. And if he did a proper shmirah on the boar and on the shore, then why is he chayiv? And the answer is because he gave it over to the chayrish. So according to Rashi, he's chayiv just on his own. Filu below chayrish, it's going to be misnatek, and therefore when he gives it over to the chayrish, he's chayiv. He was irresponsible. And according to Tosfos, it's not going to be uncovered and untied on its own. Dafka, the chayrish is going to uncover and untie it. Uncover the boar and untie the shore. And therefore the owner is chayiv for giving it over to the chayrish. That's the machlokas Rashi Tosfos. And in fact, the Rambam and the Ravid have the same machlokas. The Rambam in the 12th parak of Hilchos Niskei Momon and Halacha Chetz writes, Hamoser borer l'shomer, chayev benezakav. If you give your boar to a shomer, you're chayev in its damages. If you mazra l'chayre shayt v'katan, afu pishayim l'chuse, arei abaylam chayavim, shrei asu lihizgalos, ve'elu ein bemdas. And if you give it over to a chayre shayt v'katan, even though it was covered, the baylam are chayev, because it's liable to be uncovered, and these don't have das. And the Ravid says, no, Omer Avram, ani Omer shelo haya mechuse karoi. And I say it's because it's talking about where it wasn't properly covered. So what then is the machlokas? So Rashi and the Ravid are on the same team, and Rambam and Tosfos are on the same team. Rashi and Ravid both hold that it's talking about it's darchol and a tukei me'elav. It's going to happen on its own. It's going to be untied, uncovered on its own. It's not covered karoi. It's going to be dislodged by itself. And Tosis and the Rambam seem to be saying that the chayrish is the one who's going to untie and uncover it. So what then is the machlokas? The machlokas is that if we say that the etzem sibas hachiv is mitzad mimoinoi, that why is he chayv? Because it's his money. And the shmirah is lehefech. It's a siba to pater him. Because now he's ones. You're chayv when it's your money, but if you guarded your ones, then we can't be mechayv you. So if that's the case, even though he covered it properly. But since he gave it over to a chayre shayt of a katan that don't have das, there's no siba, there's no reason anymore to make him pater. And therefore, there is going to be a chiyuv mitzah that it's his mamon. But if we say like the other side, that the whole siva's hachiyuv is because he didn't guard it properly, and here, since he guarded it properly, there is no siva's hachiyuv, elamai, he should be chayv mitzah the pshia, that he gave it to a chayr shayt of a katan. When do you find that a person's chayv because of somebody else's pshia? And when the fact that he gave it over to the chayr shayt of a katan, that's definitely less than grama. So those are the two possibilities. The first possibility is that he's chayv mitzad memona, and the fact that when he guarded it properly, that's going to be an onus. But the moment he gave it to a chayr shayt of a katan who don't have das, there's no more reason to pater him, and therefore he's going to be chayv because it's memona. But the other side is that the sivas hachiyuv is because he didn't guard it properly. And if he guarded it properly, there's no sivas hachiyuv. And you can't be machayiv him mitzad that he gave it to a chayr shayt of a katan, because you're not chayiv because of the pshi of somebody else. And for giving it to someone else, that's no more than grama. It's even less than grama. So you're not going to be chayiv for that either. So what taka then is the machlokas between Rashi and the Ravid against Tosis and the Rambam? Rashi and the Ravid hold that the ikar sivas hachiyuv is mitzad shelo shamar, that he didn't guard it properly. And therefore they say that we're talking about an instance where he didn't guard it properly. That's why he's chayiv. If he would have guarded it properly, then there'd be no sivas hachiyuv. What's the whole sivas hachiyuv? The sivas hachiyuv is the ishmira. But if he had guarded it properly, if he had covered the pit properly and tied up the ox properly, then there would be no sivas hachiyuv. And the fact that he gave it over to a chayr shayt of a katan, so that's even less than grama. That's nothing. Or you can't be mechayfim for the pshi of somebody else. So therefore, Rashi and the Ravid have to explain that it's talking about where it was going to become dislodged and untied on its own. And now we can be mechayfim because of his ishmira. Whereas Tosis and the Rambam, oh, like the first tzad, that you're mechayev him, mishum, mimono, is it his money? And it's talking about a case where he covered it properly and where he tied it up properly. However, here it's his mamon. So you have the ikar sivas hachiyuv, and all you need to do is get around the onus. And here there's no onus because he gave it to a chayr shayt of a katan. So you're not mechayiv him. According to nobody holds that you're mechayiv him because he gave it over to a chayr shayt of a katan. According to Rashi and the Ravid, why you mechayiv him? Because he didn't guard it properly. It was uncovered. That's an improper guarding, and now he gives it over to a chayr shayt of a katan. So that's vaiter, an improper cover, and that's an improper shmira. So he never actually guarded it properly. But had he guarded it properly, then you can't be mechayev him, because that's the whole sivas hachiyuv. So they have to say that it's talking about where he didn't guard it properly. Because the whole chiyuv, again, is because of shmira, because of lack of guarding. Whereas the Rambam and the Ravid, they don't have that problem. Because they say the sivas hachiyuv is not the shmira. The sivas hachiyuv is memona. Second, it's memona yurchayev. Elamai, if there's ones, then you're going to be pater. But here you can't say there's onus because he gave it over to a chayr shayt of a katan who are liable to uncover it. So yes, he covered it properly. He did a proper shmira. So you're not chayiv, you're mechayiv him because of the lack of shmira. You're mechayiv him because it's memono. But normally if it's memono and he did a proper shmira, he's going to be pater because it's onus. But here there's no onus because he gave it over to a chayr shayt of a katan. So according to the Rambam and Tosfos, you're mechayvim because it's memono. And now there's no p'tur of ones because he gave it to a chayr shayt of a katan who are liable to uncover it. So even though it was properly covered, but they're going to uncover it, so that removes the Siba of Ones. And therefore the Bailim is Chayav. Asha Enken, according to Rashi and the Ravid, the Igra Siba Sachiv is the Ishmira. So therefore we have to say that it's talking about a case where it wasn't covered Karoi. Because if it was covered Karoi, then the Ikar Siba Sachiv is lacking. There's no Ishmira. And giving it over to a Cherishat of a Kata isn't considered Ishmira. According to the Rambam and Tosfos, the giving it over to the Cherishat of a Kata, that just removes the onus. It's enough for that. Giving a properly covered boar over to a Cherishat of a Kata who's going to uncover it, that just removes the Siba of the Ishmira. That removes the Siba of the onus. It's not considered onus anymore. Because it wasn't a proper Shmira. But that's not why you're Mechayev. You're Mechayev because of Mamona. But the Rambam and Rashi, the Ravid and Rashi can't hold that way. Because the Ravid and Rashi said if originally it was covered properly, like Tosis and the Rambam learn, then you're never going to be Mechayev the guy. Even when he gives it to a Cherishot of a cotton. Because that's not, you can't be Mechayev a person for giving it over to a Cherishot of a cotton. It's not enough a reason to be Mechayev a person. Rambam and Tosis agree that you're not mechayivim for giving it over cherishot of a katan. You're mechayivim because it's mamona, and the cherishot of a katan only removes the onus. But the Rashi and the Ravid can't learn that way because Rashi and the Ravid hold that it's that the chiyuv is because of mamon is because of ishmira, and giving it over to a cherishot of a katan isn't enough to be mechayiv mamon for ishmira. It's even less than grama. So therefore, they have to say that it's talking about where it wasn't covered properly. There was no Shmira in the first place. And not just that he gave it over to a Cherishot of a Kut. Hashem can again, the Rambam and Tosfos, they hold that the Chiyuv is because of Mamona, not because of Ishmira. So you're not Mechayev him because he didn't guard it properly. You're Mechayev him because it's his money. Elamai. Normally you have an Ones, but here it's not an Ones because he gave it to a Cherishot of a Kut. Continues Rav Ami, Elo Mizem Istaif Memela Safek Acher Beetzem Sibas Achiyuv Shel Shomer Min Nezikin. And now we have another Safek in the Sibas Achiyuv of Shomer Min Nezikin. What's the klal? The klal is Kol HaShomer Nechlasim Tachas HaBailim L'Schayiv Min Nezikin. Shomer is always instead of the Bailim to be Chayiv Min Nezikin. So there aren't two Sibas. If you're talking about a Shomer, there's only one Siba. Normally the two Sibas are Mimon Chavish Miras HaMalecha. But here, all you have is the Siva of Shemras HaMalecha, because it's not his mamon. He's only a shomer. And then we have a safek. Is this a Siva Chiyuvit Yeshara, or Bilti Yeshara? Is it a direct Siva, obligatory Siva, or an indirect Siva? Kolomar. V'im Ne'emeket Sad Acharon. If you say like the second Sad that we presented earlier, that the Ikar Siva HaChiyuvis is the latter one of Shemras HaMalecha, and the first is Betor Hechsher Siba, that in order to be Chayav for Shemiras HaMalecha, first it has to be your mom. Hinei Yesh B'chiyuv Shomer Mal Nezikim Siba Yeshara. Then you would have, when it comes to Shomerim, a direct cause, a direct Siba. Vim B'chol Nizakim Be'inan Gam Mimoncha Halo Rak L'Hechsher Es HaSiba Shnia. In all Nezikim you need Mimoncha, but that's only to enable the Chiyuv of Shemiras HaMalecha to be Chayav. And here, you don't need that Hechsher. Because that Hechsher comes automatically when he's Mekabel the Shmira. So if you hold that the whole Din, the whole Chiyuv, is Shmira Samalecha, and the Mimoncha is only a Hechsher, and here, you don't need that Hechsher, because he's Chayiv just for being Mekabel the Shmira. So here, when he's paying for the damages, it's a Siva Yeshara. The Siva Yeshara is his Ishmira. But if you look at it differently, if you say that they're both Sivas Chiyuvios, in other words, if you say that you're Chayiv both because of Mimoncha and Shmira Samalecha, or if you say that Shmira Samalecha is a Siva Shlilis, that it's just that really you're Chayiv because of Mimoncha, Shmira Samalecha is just going to be a Ptur of Onis. And that if you didn't guard it properly, if you guarded it properly, you're going to be Ptur Alts Onis. And if you didn't guard it properly, then the onus is removed, but you're ultimately chayiv because of mimoncha. So according to that, but you're either chayiv because of mimoncha or because of mimoncha and shmiras malecha, there's not going to be a siba chiyuvis yeshara in the shomer. Because sof, it's not his mamon. And this is a siba chiyuvis. And therefore, when he's going to be chayiv, it's a siba built to yeshara. So the etzem chiyuv is on the bailin because it's memoncha. And the shomer is going to be mechuyuv because he was gori mehefsed labailin. And if the nizuk goes to the shomer directly, it's like shibud de Reb Nosson. Because it's shibud de Reb Nosson is Shimon owes Reuven money, and Levi owes Shimon money, so Reuven goes right to Levi. So really, who bets him owes him money? It's the Bailin. Because it's Mimona, it's his mom. That's the Siba Yeshara. The only thing is that the Shomer is Nichnas Tachas HaBailin. So then he can go, because but the Bailin can go to the Shomer. So therefore the person can go directly to the Shomer, but that's a Siba built to Yeshara. Because the Siba Yeshara might very well be the Mimoncha. And the Shemirasa Malecha is a Siba built to Yeshara. The Etzem Chiyuv is Mimoncha. And the only reason the Shomer here is Chayav is because he was Gori Mehefsid Labailim. But the Iker reason that a person's Chayav is because Mamoncha here wasn't Mamona. So if you hold that the Iker Chayav is Mamona, it's Ishmira Samalecha, so here there wasn't Shmira, and the male of the Shomer is Chayav directly. But if you hold that the Iker Chayav is Mamon, or both Mamon and Shmira Samalecha, he doesn't have a direct Chayav anymore, because he didn't do something that would be Mechayavim. At best, he just caused a hefsek to the Bailim, so he has to pay for that. And from this, we would have an afkamina ledina. We paskin that palga nizka kanasa, that when you pay half nezek, it's a knas. And therefore, if you're moedib knas, you're pater. So what's the din if the shomer is moedib knas? The shomer is moedib that he did damages. So the tzad harishon, that it's a siva chiyuv is yishara. So this is considered a chiyuv knas. He's chayav a knas. And the mele, his hoida is moil, and it helps, and he's pater. However, if we say that it's a siva chiyuv is built to yishara, it's an indirect siva, and the only reason, because he's really chayav, because of mamoncha, and or shmiras mamoncha, and possibly also Shmiras HaMalecha, and here you don't have both Mamoncha and Shmiras HaMalecha or Mamoncha alone, all you have is Shmiras HaMalecha, and therefore we said, since the Siba, Iker Siba is Mamoncha, at least, and here the Shomer isn't considered a Mamono, so the only reason you're Chayavim is indirectly, because he caused a Hefsei to the Bailim. And a Hefsei to the Bailim, that's already a Chiyuv Mamoni. That's a monetary payment, that's Mamon, it's not Knas. And the Melef, the Shomer, is Moideh. He's not going to be pater, because you're only pater if you're moed be knas, and it would only be a knas if there's a siba yeshara on the shomer, that it was his knas, that he's paying the knas directly because of his own negligence, because of his ishmira. But if he's paying it because he caused the hefsek to the bailim, because the real chiyuv is because of mamoncha, and here it's not mamono, but he caused the hefsek to the bailim, we'll have to pay, and it's beikar, it's their chiyuv, but for him it's only a mamon that he caused hefsek, and the mele being moed won't help. Here of Rav Amiel shows that demonstrates that this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raivad Lashita Sayu. As you remember before, the Rambam holds that the Iker Siba Sachiyuv is Mitzad Memoino, and the Raivad holds that the Siba Sachiyuv is Mitzad Shmiras HaMalecha, and we're not going to get any more into that. So now we are going to move forward. The Gemara in Ksubis talks about at what point a shomer is mischayev, mishas meshicha or mishas onsen. So here the machlokas is not only bizman hachiv, from what point in time there's a chiyuv, from the time of the meshicha when the shomer does the meshicha of the animal to make the kinyan of shmira or the actual ones, but it's also a machlokas in the sivas hachiv. Because Shomrim really have two Sibos. The Meshicha and the Pshia. Or if we're talking about a Shoel, the Ones, because Shoelim borrowers also Chayav Al Tzones. So those are the two Sibos for a Chiyuv Shomer. The Meshicha and the Pshia. And in this we can have a Suffolk. Which is a Siba Chiyuvis V'atzmis? And which is a Siba Shlilis or Hechsheris? Which is the Iker Siba? And which is the Siva that's just removing any any possible problems, like we saw before, that Mamoncha might be the Iker Siva, and then Shmiras Malecha is Shlilis, to negate any claims of Ones. Ah, how can you say Ones? You weren't guarding it properly. Or Hechsheris, that really the Din is Shmiras Malecha, but in order to be Chayiv when Shmiras Malecha, it also has to be Mamoncha, so that's Machshir the Siva. But the Iker Siva might be Shmiras Malecha. So here we have the same suffix about a Shomer. Which is the Siva Chiyuvis, and which is the Siva Shlilis or Echsheris? On one end, we can say that the whole Siva Chiyuvis is the Meshicha, because the Meshicha is what's Mesabev, that's what brings about the Etzem Achiyuv. Except that the Ones of a Shomer Chinam and Shomer Socha is a Siva Liftor, and also Mesman Machmas Malacha. So if there is a Pshia by most Shomerim, or there's an Ones by a Shoel, that's only Menias HaSiba HaShlilis. Because the Iker Siba HaChiyuvis VaAtzmis, the Etzim Siba, is the Meshicha. And the only thing is, if after the Meshicha there's an Ones, so you can say, it's not my fault. I'm Ones, so that's a Siba Liftor. But if there is no Siba Liftor, if there's a Pshia, then he's going to be Chayiv, but he's not Chayiv because of the Pshia. He's Chayiv because of the Meshicha. Or you can say the opposite. That what's the Siva HaChiyuvis? The Pshia, or the Ones by a Shoel. And the Meshicha is the Hechsher Siva. The Meshicha enabled the Pshia and the Ones to cause a Chiyuv. Those are the two ways of looking at it, and that's the Machlokas. Is it Mishas Meshicha? That the Etzem Siva is the Meshicha, and the Ones is just to remove any claims of it's not my fault, I'm Ones. But then once I'm not Ones, I'm Chayiv because of the Meshicha, or no? That the Meshicha is just to enable you to be Chayiv for Ones. Meaning, if a person is talking about a Shomer is Chayiv for Ones, or a Pshia, if it's a regular Shomer, that if a person is going to do a Pshia, really, it's Be'atzem, he's Chayiv because of the Pshia. Because the Ones, the only thing is to enable, if he's a Shoah, to enable this Chiyuv to be Chal, what has to happen? What has to happen is, there has to be a Mashiach originally. But Be'etzem, the Sivas HaChiyuv is the Pshia. The Mashiach is Machshir, and the Pshia and the Ones are Gorim the Chiyuv. So those are the two Tzadim. It's not only the Zman HaChiyuv, it's the Sivas HaChiyuv. Is the Siva Sachi of the Meshicha, and unless he has a good reason to get out of the Meshicha, to get out of this Chiyuv, he's going to be Chayiv out to the Meshicha. So if afterwards there's a Pshia, he's Chayiv out to the Meshicha, and he can't claim Ones because it was Pshia, but the Etzim is Chayiv because of the Meshicha. Or do we say it's because of the Pshia, the Ones that happened, and the Meshicha is just a Machshir for the Chiyuv. So, sweetest friends, we have much more to discuss about this Midah of Shtei Sibos. And as I said, a lot more than we're going to say, Rav Amiel says. But we will continue B'Siyata Dishmaya next time in this Midah of Shtei Sibos, B'Lin Eder. We should all be Zoche, L'lomor L'lamid L'shmor V'lasos, L'kaimus Kol Divrei Samu Torasoi, Ava, Amen, Ken Yiratzon, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.